The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
All right, welcome back. It's Wednesday. Had a wildfire here, not far away, about a mile away. Wind pushing it, and I must say, these firefighters, when they're ready, they pounce, and they got it put out pretty quickly. 10, 15 acres, something like that. But it could have gone. Once these things get up into the brush and the hillsides and the mountains, they're gone. So I'm surprised, frankly, there aren't more wildfires in this area. I know there are a lot of them out west here, generally speaking, and hopefully where you are, you're not particularly being hounded by them, but they're not fun. They can get up and move 60, 70 miles an hour, as I think many of you already realize. So it's hot and dry. It's supposed to be hotter out here tomorrow. As I said, I didn't sign up for desert weather when I came up here. It's been, the last few years have been ridiculously hot. Not normal Oregon summertime weather. Now, let's go back to northeastern, southern, Western North Carolina and find out what Mr. Gein has to say. Hello, William. How are you? Everything okay?
We got 61 days till the election, and, you know, so we're running out of time here. We got our people fighting like crazy.
Might suggest something before you go on, I think the big date to watch is not the election. I think it's 14 days until September 18th we have to watch. That could turn this country upside down and on its ear. Trust me.
Is that the debate?
That's the sentencing.
Oh, well, I think isn't there a September 10th debate, I think?
Those things are freak shows. I pay no attention to them. I do pay attention to a very liberal, allegedly gay, who knows, who cares, judge who obviously hates Trump, and who's sitting on an awful lot of power, and on the 18th will sentence him after being convicted of 34 felony counts. He could give him 20, 30 years in prison, even if it's 5. I suggest the government is all set. I think they're going to trigger some false flag violence with dead people, burning buildings, you name it, in a number of major cities around the country if Trump gets sentenced. They will blame it on conservative, patriotic Americans. We all know the game. But 18th is the big day, and that's 14 days away. That's my take.
Yeah, well, I mean, that could happen that way, definitely. I mean, I think that if real conservatives ever decide they've had enough, then the powers that be are in a lot of trouble.
Agreed.
I think that if the real Americans in this country said, okay, I'm done with this, and, you know, that it wouldn't be a January 6th thing. If there was a real type of whatever, they know it. But, you know, putting Trump in jail, shooting him, censoring him, maligning him, it's clear, especially from the things that we've heard in the last couple of days, that if Kamala Harris and Tim Walz win this thing by hook or crook, or if there's enough Americans dumb enough, first of all, if there's enough Americans evil enough to support the censorship that today's Democratic Party supports. I mean, you know, I used to be a Democrat a long time ago. I come from a family all Democrats. But today's Democrats support censorship, wars, inflation, and the genital castration or mutilation of children. It's not the same Democratic Party. But if Kamala wins and the Democrats pick up anything, Trump will have plenty of company in jail in short order. They're going to put all sorts of people all across the country in jail, and they're going to start grabbing guns and legalizing illegals, and they're going to do that as rapidly as they can. And
oh, every single invader is supposed to be legalized as a citizen, according to the communist camel. Every one of them. Every one.
They're squawking about guns today because there was a school shooting, and the same leftist Democrats that are screaming, you know, to seize our guns. We're not saying anything when Trump was shot. So when Trump gets shot, they weren't calling for gun confiscation, but they are today because they see another. And Americans must keep our guns and our gun rights because those are the only things stopping the Democrats from persecuting, oppressing, incarcerating, and killing millions of their opponents. And I'm going to say that again. Our freedom of speech, the First and Second, the Bill of Rights, and what's left of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, especially the First and Second Amendments, are the only things preventing the Democrat, Socialist, Communist inside the United States and their global allies from persecuting, oppressing, imprisoning, and killing millions of their political opponents inside of America. They will do it. They tell you they'll do it. They talk about it all the time. You know, and here's Kamala Harris just being quoted the other day about, oh, these people on social media are speaking to millions of people without oversight and without regulation. And she's supposed to be some attorney. I think she barely passed the bar after, like, many failed attempts. But, I mean, clearly, regulating and oversight of free speech is not in the government purview. In fact, it is expressly and firstly in the very First Amendment of the Bill of Rights that they can't do that. It restricts the government's ability to do that. But they're saying that they'll do that. Tim Walz has said that free speech doesn't cover hate speech, which, of course, concludes this conversation.
Hate speech, by definition, is a completely subjective exercise. It's ludicrous even to push it around. Go ahead.
And misinformation. So, yeah. If Walz thinks that your speech is hateful or misinformation or something he doesn't like, he feels that it's okay for the government to be used to suppress that. And that's exactly what the government's been doing. I mean, it is clear as day that under the Democratic administration of Biden and Harris, that the federal government agencies have violated the First Amendment rights of all Americans through their actions online. And if anybody out there that would vote for that again, would walk in there and push a Democrat, you know, I want nothing to do with you. I mean, nobody in their right mind should want to be there. And I'm sure these Democrats have got a head full of dreams and things that they tell themselves. Okay, but if you go in there and you push, don't vote Democrat, DVR, a DVD, don't vote Democrat. If you vote Democrat, a vote for Democrat is a vote for nuclear war, war in Ukraine, cutting off little kids' breasts and genitals, censoring free speech and freedom in the United States of America, totalitarianism.
Right.
But that's the, you know, they're projection liars. I mean, they come out and say that basically that, you know, that Trump's the big threat and all Trump supporters are the big threats and all this stuff. But it's actually them. It's projection. They take what the truth about themselves and they project it on other people to deflect, you know, where the true blame is. And we know from history that these type of people will kill millions if given the power and the chance and opportunity. And so we're going to find out in 61 days, and everybody out there needs to be sending some emails, clicking some mics, making some phone calls, planting some yard signs, attending a barbecue fundraiser and having some good old smoked meats, sending a candidate 50 bucks, you know, something to be in the game.
I am convinced now that all indicators, and you'll know how, notice there has been very little talk about the 18th. That's 14 days away. They're not talking about it. Not much. And I think that's indicative of something going on right then and there. This could be a massive convulsion that is foisted upon this country on the 18th. Trust me. And I just think everybody get ready. That's all I can say. Don't sit back and do nothing. Be aware of it. And it really does. You know, here we are choosing the least of two evils again. Why is it always that way? And do we really trust Trump, allegedly, after the shooting in Pennsylvania, to follow through on his promise, his pledge, his vow, his commitment to deport every single invader in this country? I'm sorry, but I've watched him 4 years now break vow after vow. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's a new man now. I think he's been told, you know, you play ball if you want to be in this game at all. Otherwise, you're gone. And, you know, that was just a warning shot, so to speak.
Well, you know, we don't know that, Jeff, and we really hope that he will honor his promises and everything, but at least he won't put millions of us in jail and kill us. Like, come
we
on,
hope
those people
not.
Will.
I don't trust anybody, William, anymore. I don't.
Well,
and that's just me.
There should be no expectation of trust. I mean, the United States government, our entire political system is not designed on trust. And any politician that says, trust me, you know what? No, it's not about trust. It's about checks and balances and people holding people accountable, for what they do.
We used to have three distinct parts of the American governmental process. The Congress is gone. The Supreme Court is full of idiocy now in many cases. I'm surprised some of the decisions have gone the way they have lately. And then we have the executive branch. What the hell is that? We have a false president, a false vice president, neither of which should be in the White House now. They should never have been allowed to enter the White House at all. They didn't win the election. Everybody knows it. The world knows it. So what do we have left? What's viable that's left? A corrupted court, a Congress that is, every single congressman and woman has an AIPAC guardian that watches over them? What the hell kind of a Congress of, by, and for the people is that? And then the executive branch, it's just a joke.
I'll tell you what we do have. We've got a lot of members of Congress and state house and state senate and sheriffs and county commissioners and people who are out there who have put their name on the ballot, who are running, who are good people, and they see what's going on and they want to do something about it. And their butts are all on the line in 61 days. And whatever we think, and no matter how bad it is, and how steep the hill may be, and how tall the mountains may be, and how bad the weather may be on top of the mountain pass that we've got to get through, we have to go. We have to move. And I tell you right now, I mean, hypothetically, if we could flip an invisible switch and 0.5% of the people in this country, the adults, and say, what is it, 320 million people? What's 0.5% of 320 million? If half a million people who are currently not involved, who understand things like we do and look at these issues like we do, were to get involved and actually connect their money and their time and their attention, this stuff would get fixed. This is only happening through great apathy. This is only happening through,
terminal apathy.
The economy has everybody stretched. I understand everybody out there is battling illness. I understand everybody is out there on some type of psychotropic medication, you know, and blood pressure pills and everything else. I understand that people are emotionally beat up and families are crushed and depression and everything has just been grinding everybody down and all sorts of excuses. But at the end of the day, this is happening because people have not taken care of our republic. And I tell you, you know what we need? We really need to do. We need to all start thinking about how the veterans who returned from World War II would handle this situation. That's how we need to think. We need to start thinking like the people of the late 1940s and the 1950s that came back from World War II. If you could flip a switch and suddenly time travel a bunch of World War II veterans into this situation, what would they say? What would they do? I'm sure, I'll tell you one thing they wouldn't do. They wouldn't sit there and just gripe and complain about it all the time without lifting a finger to do anything. They'd get mobilized. They would get organized. They
would
start
I concur with what you're saying. I would only, with great respect, point out the very simple fact that we are not the same people who were here fighting World War II. We were not the same people. We are not the same people who were around and populating the movers and shakers of this country in the 50s and 60s and early 70s. Those people are all gone. Or in their,
yeah, but
they're in their dotage.
They're in
Excuse
us.
Me?
They're in
no,
us.
I agree. I agree. You're an inspiring speaker. I get that.
I can feel my grandparents.
Good.
All right.
When I look around, and I would ask, let me finish. When I would ask, how many Gen Z, that's 28 years and under, they're adults, have the same feeling? Are they connected with the heritage, genetic, sociological heritage of our forebears? Do they understand what Americans used to be like when their word meant everything, not just another lie? They're different people now, William. That's the hard part. For those of us who get it, these young people are addicted to their screens. That's their life.
But there's been another thing, too. That even before the screens were prevalent, even back in the 70s and the 80s, you're a little bit older.
The screens started in 1948, 49, and 50. That's called TV.
What you're saying. Well, and through these screens and through these TVs, there's been a message, you know, that's shined into the eyes of the children. And message is, the future is bleak and darkness. There's going to be a nuclear war. There's going to be a climate crisis. Everybody's going to die.
That's called fear.
Everybody's going to die.
That's how they regulate control.
I understand, but I think there's a purpose to it, okay? If you don't want people to breed, if you don't want people to have families, if you don't want people to reproduce, if you want people to self-destruct and die out, first thing you start doing is bombard them when they're children with images of the future that are apocalyptic. You tell everybody that the future is so horrible that you don't really want to live in it, and the last thing you want to do is be bringing any children into the world under these terrible circumstances. And for me as a kid, we were all supposed to be running around in a nuclear wasteland right now, or, you know, several feet underwater across the country by now. All this different stuff. You put that in their minds, and then you transfix everybody's attention in the classrooms, in the TV screens, in the books, in the culture, in the music. You get everybody focused on abstracts. People on the other side of the planet. People from other times. You occupy their minds with what's going on in Burma and China. Hungry children in China on the other side of the planet you'll never meet, and what happened to black people 150 years ago, and what happened to Indians 300 years ago. You focus them on all these abstracts, and you know what they're not focused on, Jeff? They're not focused on building things. They're not focused on inventing things. They're not focused on building health and family.
Creation.
They believe that the future is apocalyptic, and their time and energy is spent on abstract concepts of times and people and places that they have nothing to do with. And this is what's been done to me. This was what's been done to all the children in this country. And it's time to pull the roots out on this crap. And a lot of parents are doing that. All across this country, you know, we're in deep crap. And, yeah, it's really bad. But all across this country, there are individuals and families and small business people who still carry the fire. They carry what is good about this country. They're going to be sitting around Thanksgiving tables and Christmas tables and running around on Halloween and doing all sorts of things. It's in our traditions and cultures that are still great about this country, and they're going to hold it together as best they can. And they've got these kids. They're not going to let this wokeness run all over them. And they're active, Jeff. They're out there. That's why I'm on here at a broadcast medium trying to say, hey, everybody, even if you can't see them, if you're not in touch with someone like I am, you should be, or you should be one of them. I should be the guy on this program with Jeff who's trying really, really hard to get other people to do what you're doing. I'm trying to get everybody out there to do what it is the people who have been emailing me today about their calls to the Senate And the House have supported the SAVE Act. And
what are they
to
saying?
Mitch,
what are they saying, briefly?
Well, right now,
what are you hearing?
The word is that the Republicans are considering putting the SAVE Act into a must-pass continuing resolution because they've got to feed the zombie government more grotesque amounts of money this month. And the only hope that the SAVE Act would get passed in or possibly signed into law in time to help with the 2024 elections at all in 61 days would be if it was inserted in the budget bill. And so we've had our AllyPAC activists calling Speaker Mike Johnson's office and saying, please put the SAVE Act to stop non-citizen voters into a continuing resolution. And we've had our activists calling Senator sellout China Quisling Mitch McConnell's office because the word in D.C. is that Mitch McConnell's working behind the scenes to stop Republicans from entering the SAVE Act into a continuing resolution, which means that Mitch McConnell is currently actively fighting to help protect non-citizen illegal and illegal immigrant voters. That piece of you-know-what is working to help the invasion because he's a globalist, a quizzling piece of you-know-what. But you know what? We're calling his office, and we're politely and professionally telling him that we're aware of that, and we want him to stop fighting against the SAVE Act and put it in there. Whether our calls and our pressure will do any good, we don't know. Whether our tweets to his things will do any good, we don't know. Whether our messages to his Facebook will do any good, we don't know. Whether our messages to friends that live on the ground in Kentucky and asking them to call his district offices and put some pressure on there will help, I don't know. But we're fighting. And for every one of us fighting, there's millions of people out there that ain't doing a dang thing. And there's a bunch of people listening to you and me talk about it right now. Did you know what they're going to do, Jeff? Not a dang thing.
No, because they think we are. Well, William's doing it.
Not just because we are, but also because too many people in this country just passively consume. They consume information. They listen
I understand. They're barely making it. They're in danger of losing everything, many of them, and that's terrible, and that's not the way it should be. That was brought on intentionally here. So, yes, they've been disarmed, disabled. They're very discouraged, and it's true. And they're just trying to put food on the table and balance their books, trying to make their payments every month, and 60% of Americans are not making their payments every month. It's not good out there. Hold on just a minute. William G. and I will be right back with much more. Hang on. Okay, here we are back. I always go back to trying to tell people, if you don't have a chance unless you understand your enemy, you have to know who is out to destroy your life, destroy our culture, our civilization, in fact, our species. And that's on the table. You think these bioweapon injections given to billions of people on the planet are designed to enhance them genetically? No. They're designed to destroy our species. Sterilize men, sterilize women, turbo cancer, clotting from head to toe. It's all there. You know the game. You listen. Next hour, Eric and I will be back and we'll cover some more of it. Know your enemy. When you have a child or children and you buy them cell phones, do you understand, I'm speaking rhetorically here, that a few keystrokes and your little children, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds, 12, can look at porn online. Porn. Softcore, hardcore, I don't care what it is. Who put that there? Who created the porn industry to destroy white Western Christian civilization, morals, values? The same group of people. No, I'm not saying it's only one group. I'm just saying the same group seems to be behind every bit of control and destruction that we're witnessing here. Know your enemy. Understand what's up, being put up against us. And when you have a little child and you buy them that cell phone, believe me, they are taken away from you from that first day onward and programmed against you, programmed against your values, your morals, if you have good morals and values, and many parents do. And many parents use the cell phone like they used TV in the old days as a babysitter. Oh my, are you doing a terrible, terrible thing to your children? Take the damn phones away. They don't need it. We somehow made it through life without them. Anyhow, go ahead, William.
Well, there's an alert coming up here. You know, I've been trying to get a lot of people to pay attention to several different pro-America conservative podcasters. And the Department of Justice is alleging that Russia has funded a media company out of Tennessee that backs at least two of the podcasters that we've been recommending. We've been recommending Tim Pool and Tim Pool IRL in real life for a while.
May I say something? Look, I got the list. You read the list. I don't know who 99% of these people are. I'm frankly not interested in them. I do the best I can with what I have 7 days a week to try to bring as much of a reasonable slice of reality forward for all of you to make your decisions with. That's all I can do. I don't know these people, so I can't speak to them. And I honestly, a lot of them, some of them you named, I wouldn't walk across the street to listen to. I know some of them. I've seen some of the things they put out there, and it doesn't work for me. That's all I'm going to say. Some are good. Some aren't. Just use your inner voice. Follow that inner voice that they try to take away from us when we're little children, because that voice is golden. It won't lie to you. That's enough. Thanks.
Well, these voices are in danger, and the Department of Justice is moving on them, claiming that there's Russian funding.
Oh, horseshit. Come on. That's bullshit. Russia is not the enemy here. You know that.
I didn't say they were. I'm just saying.
I know.
I'm pointing out the encroachment here. Okay, here it comes. Tim Pool and Benny Johnson, who we recommend and who we want people watching, because you know I believe in the power of what these podcasters are doing, especially in conjunction with Twitter. I'm watching those YouTube channels / whatever other Rumble platforms these content creators, and the fact that they're interacting with these different platforms combined with Twitter. In my opinion, it's you know, what we do here on this program is great, but that's where these concepts and this side of the debate, the side that is against illegal immigration, the side that is against government tyranny, the side that is against...
It's not immigration. It's forced invasion, and you know it. They're being flown in here, for Christ's sake. Come on. This is not an immigration. This is an invasion. You know it, and most of you listening know it. Go ahead.
The only place that we have a shot, it's where it's happening at. It's the front lines. It's where the action's at. And it's so important because, you know, a lot of us that read these stories and analyze this content are aware that big tech censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop scandal, which was generated by our government, the FBI and other federal agencies, violating First Amendment rights of all of Americans to get big tech to set on top of the Hunter Biden laptop scandal, cost Donald Trump the election, saved Biden and Harris. Biden and Harris were elected because of the government Silicon Valley cabal censorship machine that stopped that. Now we're in a situation where something similar in power and possibly nature to the Hunter Biden laptop story could happen again. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen next week. But this time, Twitter is not under the control of the censors, and neither are these podcasters who will pick up a story like that and start beaming it and running with it. But they need help. They need people who are watching their content and participating on Twitter and who are ready to relay this information, comment on it, like on it, email it, text it, relay it. That's how Trump won in 2016. People out there sharing information manually, including the people who share this program. There's people that listen to this program who grab that podcast and go to, you know, pop, pop, pop on all over the place. That overcomes the algorithm. That overcomes the machine. People in this country used to organize and win campaigns and elections and have successful businesses by using the post office and a phone hanging off the wall in their kitchen. You could go in your kitchen and get the phone off the wall and make calls and decide the outcome of legislation and organizations and political parties and campaigns. And that's just where it's at today. People are not using the phones as much. I mean, their campaign's still calling and volunteers making calls, and I'm saying that people should do that. I don't know how many people are answering the phones because there's so many robots and people from India crawling all over our emails and phones trying to get us to
steal our money. Yeah, the Indians are going to be out of work pretty soon.
Yeah. So it's where the battle is at, and Tim Pool and Benny Johnson are in the heat, and pay close attention to it. Because, again, if the Democrats win in 61 days, it's not just going to be Trump going to jail. You're going to see a lot of these podcasters fall, and none of us are going to be immune. None of us are going to be spared. They're going to come on down the chain after anybody and everybody that they see as any type of hindrance or nuisance to them at all. And you can't be afraid of that. You can't back down to that. You got to stand up and take steps. If you were going to do something appropriate to help out, now would be a good time. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, if I'm sitting there and I'm on November 6th and I'm looking around and Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are going in the White House, and the Democrats take the House or something like that. I mean, you know.
I felt the same way in 2020. Joe Biden and the camel are going into the White House. On what grounds? Stolen election. Will America stand up and say no? No. The courts are all corrupt. Everybody who stood up and tried to challenge those elections, Trump included, and Sidney Powell and others, were destroyed by corrupt jurisprudence. That's our problem.
And there's a chance the cancer has gone too far and the American patient can't be saved. There's a strong chance that any chance we had of saving this country and the things that we value and we talk about on this program went away when Trump didn't do what he should have done in his first term. There's a chance. But whether there's any hope remaining or not, I know there won't be on the other side of this if the Democrats are able to win after shooting Trump, after advocating the things that they have advocated for, after replacing Biden in the way that they did, after running a candidate. And look, the sheer sound of Kamala's voice, and it's not because she's a woman. There's plenty of women I don't mind listening to at all.
It's like fingernails on a blackboard. It's awful. It's just awful.
It's completely grating. And of course, the big story you've seen is how she goes, and all of a sudden I'm talking to a bunch of people in one town,
She's a simple-minded moron. She's a fraud, a phony, and a hoe. She's a jerk.
She's just quibbling, chameleon.
She's worse. Yeah. That's what we have. That's been what's forced down our throats. The communists have moved in. The communists were really here and obviously prevalent in the FDR administration, and they never went away. Joe McCarthy, Senator McCarthy, was right. He was correct that communists were moving in to all sorts of positions in this country, and he was murdered for his efforts. Nothing was ever really proven, but all you have to do is look at the facts and make your own decisions. So there you go. It's been going on for a long time. And now the Zionist Bolshevik communists are in control of much of what's left of the formerly United States of America. This country is a wreck of what it was. And it happened very quickly. The nuclear family was destroyed. Morality was destroyed. Common courtesy, common sense were all destroyed. This is all technique. It goes back to Pavlov, Edward R. Bernays, Sigmund Freud. Bernays was Freud's nephew, by the way, in case you didn't know. It's all been planned. And we were lulled into it, just a lackadaisical kickback mood where we didn't want to notice. The ball game's on, beer's on, the barbecue's cooking, whatever. It was all taken down. It didn't just happen. Simple.
Oh yeah, this is not.
We were asleep on the watch, William. We were asleep on the watch. We were lulled into a very tranquil state, and we just didn't have it anymore. Not the same people that fought World War II, not since the 70s, 80s, 90s. No, gone. 10s, the 20s. It's gone. You got 28 years and under are Gen Z. Now, there's some of you listening right now who are Gen Z, and you got your act together. But you know damn well that the majority of your peers are lost, How are you going to re-educate them at 28, 25, 26? You can't. It's too late. Their lives are formed. Their personalities are formed. And those of you who get it, there's a lot of weight on your shoulders to try to stand up to this overwhelming communist deluge. It's not good out there. I'm talking too much. Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, you know, you probably have never seen the cheesy 80s Flash Gordon movie. Where Dr. Hans Zarkov is the mad scientist who, unlike other people, figures out that all the different seemingly randomly bad events happening are an attack. And these bad things happening to us and our people and our citizens, from the fentanyl to the open borders to the illegal invasion, whatever you want to call it, is not happenstance. It's not random different events. It's not, you know, simply just cause and effect. It's an attack, and it's going on. And I think that, you know, we wouldn't be together on this program, and you wouldn't have this program, and I wouldn't have this website if it were not for the technological advancements of the last 25 years that made our ability to compile information and share and organize in the way that we've been able to do it, you know, is there. And is it enough to save us or not? We'll see. But you know, we all got to do our part, and we got to get up and put our pants on one leg at a time, and do what we can do, and encourage others to do. You know, you lead by doing, and lead by example. Power goes to those that show up. You ever heard of that one?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I've got friends that go to Republican conventions and fight over platform things and go to town council meetings and, you know, county commission board meetings and things like that that would just bore the heck out of a lot of people, you know, but they're out there doing it and engaged, and it's not something that you have to be particularly gifted or talented to do. So I think that 21 days before this election, when every day and every hour counts, tomorrow morning we need help, because we got a message we're going to send out. We're going after the fact checkers in the morning, okay?
Some of the worst, some of the most dangerous people out there online are fact checkers.
Right? Well, and look, if there's anybody listening to this program tonight that would help me, I got it. I need every major fact-checker website group we can find that is currently falsely telling people that non-citizen and illegal migrant voters are a very rare thing that is only in the fictional creations of racist Republicans. If you go online, there's a bunch of fact-checkers, and that's the line. Oh, it's not that it never happens, but it's so unlikely for non-citizens to participate in elections. And we got this big spear, and the spear is this one sentence that accurately states that in 2024, the states of Texas, Ohio, Virginia, and Alabama have now detected and removed over 17,000 non-citizen voters from their 2024 voter registration files. Boom! Okay? And I want to go sticking that information spear into every fact checker that's currently lying their butts off to everybody. And we need to make a list of them. I'm going to put them in my press release. I need to find every major source of it, put them in the press release, send it out to everybody, get everybody sharing it and pushing it around, and then communicate it directly to Snopes and to the Washington Post. I'm going to say, hey, you've got a fact-checked article up where you say, quote, this is exceptionally rare and just something that Republicans made up, when, in fact, in 2024, these states have removed 17,000 non-citizen voters. Da, 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 da. Here's all the source links. We are tracking you. We are monitoring you. Change it. Update it. Insert this information. Now, it's not saying they will, okay, but I can guarantee you, well, my daddy used to say this thing I can't say on the radio about making certain people's parts of their anatomies pucker. But we're gonna make certain parts of their anatomy.
Well, it's funny.
Here, we're going to put them on alert, okay? They're going to be quite aware that we're aware. They're going to be aware that we're aware that they're lying their butts off, and then here's the actual facts. And in 60 days, as of tomorrow, before the election, we're going to be, hello, to the liars inside. Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. This is reality. This is the truth. You may have more money. You may have more people. You may have armies of attorneys, and all your friends run all the major networks and censor people and the FBI and all the big things you get to do. But the truth has a power. And we're going to, you know, blow those horns and march around until them walls come down.
Got it. Very good. Very well said. I continue to caution everyone to be ready. I'm not forecasting. Just be ready for a great tumult and turbulence and shock potentially planned for the 18th. Don't be surprised. And I'm talking about major burning, shooting, rioting. A lot of false flag. I think you all understand that. That's how it works. They'll just send out hired people to go kill a few people. They did it in Ukraine and Kiev with the Maidan Revolution. They just had hired snipers, and they just started shooting into the crowd, killing lots of people. So when you have dead bodies, everything becomes far more dramatic. And then you have more people who are arsonists trained to do that. They'll burn buildings. Look, we have a history of being played like this. It's disgusting. So just be ready. 2 weeks. Coming soon. I don't know, the selection in November, I think is, as I've said, I do think that it's a long ago foregone conclusion. This has all been scripted this whole year. And there are little changes here and there. They'll make adjustments. But they control the narrative. And that's what we're seeing. We're being played. It's really embarrassing. It's sad.
They do control the narrative. And it's been so interesting seeing some of these podcasters and other tweeters and stuff compile some of the stuff, like during the Democrat convention, something like they had over 10 to 15 different news personalities and reporters, and they all used the word electric, and you could see that they were using Democrat Party talking points, even though they're supposed to be the non-biased press. You could tell that they were using a central talking point because they were all using the same election about how the Democratic convention was just so electric. And that's continuing
electric.
To happen. Yes.
Electric.
That's continuing
electric
to happen.
Diarrhea. Uh-huh. I got it.
Mark Dice did one today on one of the things where all of a sudden it keeps happening over and over again, where all of a sudden all the major spokesholes start saying the same thing because they're all reading from the same script and being told what to say.
It's all scripted, and they're all following directions. With the invention of the teleprompter, which I used to use when I was a news anchor man, you could see where it was all going. It's a piece of cake just to read that stuff. You don't even see the audience around you unless you want to look at them. And then whoever's writing the script for the teleprompters, they're the control mechanism. This is like a marionette. It's a puppet. They're just mouthing the words.
The writing quality, much like today's movies, is pretty damn poor.
It's awful.
Look at
the people who are writing it.
Yeah. It's bad actors with worse scripts. Speaking in
stupid
fake dialects. And I really hope there's enough people smart enough to overcome it.
I hope
but
so.
But I appreciate you, Jeff. And even when we disagree, you know, on
we
topics,
don't disagree, we just have different opinions.
Well, until you decided I was right about it, you know.
That's Southern humor. Gets me every time.
Hey, I appreciate you and this program, and especially the listeners and the people that make it all possible.
See, the idea is to encourage them to stop reacting, to become proactive, to think about something, contest it in their mind. Is this right? Is this wrong? Why? Think. And that's what the controllers don't want us to do. That's why they feed us stuff through the screens. The ball game, it doesn't matter. The movies, whatever. Sitcoms is another word for it. They're not sit. And they're just awful. Time wasters. They're stealing your lives. Get out and do something. For God's sakes, plant a garden. Do something. Clean your garage. Don't sit and stare at this stuff. Keep moving. When you're away from the programming, which comes through the screen, you're thinking. Even if it's trivial, you're thinking. Bless that. That's what makes us different. No more of this reactive stuff. Become proactive about life. Thank you, William. Talk to you soon. You be safe out there now.
You too, my friend. Take care.
Okay. Good night. All right. He's really putting his life on the line to really represent all of us who care about this country. And he's a very brave man, and I have the utmost respect for him. And I'm sure you do, too. And I have a lot of respect for all of you, or you wouldn't be here. Talk soon in about 6-7 minutes. Hang on.